Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to this episode of the Scottish Paddlecast, brought to you by the Scottish Canoe Association. You're currently tuning in to the latest episode of People of Paddlesport series, where we are catching up with the diverse characters across Scottish paddlesport community. I'm your host, Roger Holmes.
And I'm your co-host, Lara Cooper. We're delighted that we're chatting to Elsa and Poppy today. Elsa is the youngest person in the SCA to have achieved the Sheltered Water Coach Award, which she gained when she was just 16 years old. She's now 17 and working as a paid coach for Forth Canoe Club, delivering sessions for all age groups within the club. And Poppy, a key mentor for Elsa in getting her started instructing and coaching at the club. And Poppy is also a provider of the Paddle Sport Instructor course, and as a member of the SCA Young Persons Equality Group, is a real champion for encouraging more young people into coaching and leading. Hi Elsa, hi Poppy.
Hello.
Hello there. Right, so first, just it's our standard question to everyone. If you could paddle anywhere in the world, where would it be and who would it be with?
Definitely somewhere hot. So I really enjoy SUP, so maybe I do a beach somewhere tropical, and I'm not a fan of jellyfish, so tropical beach with no jellyfish.
Sounds nice.
I like Elsa's answer, so I think I might go with that as well, except I would probably want to take my surf kayak and hope that there's some nice waves to surf.
Sounds good. Sounds idyllic.
It does. It sounds lovely. Can I come as well? So Elsa, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your paddling journey?
So I started paddling maybe around about, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I just started off with a summer session. I then did some sessions in term time while I was at school. And from that, I started helping out on summer sessions for other kids as I got a bit older. And that's what got me interested in coaching. I started slalom around about that time as well. And as I did slalom, I continued with the coaching, but then when COVID happened, all the slalom competitions stopped, so I kind of changed my focus to coaching. I then did my core coach training in, I think it was late summer of 2020, and after that I just did the coach award, and then I passed it when I was 16, and I really enjoyed it, and I got lots of experience coaching before I sat the assessment. And that's what I've been doing for the past few years.
That's brilliant. What do you feel maybe as a young coach, you're 16, that's a pretty young coach, as young as you can be pretty much, isn't it? Achieving at 16. What do you found some of the difficult parts of coaching, the challenging parts?
Because I'm quite young, I think just I've not had that much experience. Like everything I've been doing coaching has been gaining experience since I didn't really have much throughout that. And at the same time, I've not had much experience apart from coaching in terms of presenting to groups of people. So I think it's been challenging developing the confidence to talk to all the groups. And I also think it's another confidence thing is working, especially with adults when people are older than me. Again, being confident in what I'm saying to them, and yeah, just getting good with knowing how to explain things. Those are the things I found difficult.
I was just going to say, Elsa has actually been really great with all those things that she might have thought she was finding hard, but I certainly didn't notice when I was observing your sessions, and only when hearing that you were nervous, otherwise I wouldn't have known, because you were doing such a good job.
Thank
and I
you.
Think I think lots of young people would probably feel exactly the same as you, Elsa, in that situation. What is there an advice that you'd give them to help overcome those challenges?
I would say to slowly build up. So I helped out on summer sessions for a couple of years before I started leading my own ones. So I slowly built up from maybe leading an activity to then leading maybe a segment of the session. And then I continued after that. So slowly building up how much you're leading is how I would say is a good way to build confidence.
Great. Lovely. That's nice. And I'm guessing that you you probably have somebody over 18 pretty close to you when you're coaching for the responsibility point of view. Is that right?
Yes. So usually it's Poppy, actually.
Nice.
So often how we do it is we'll have two sessions running so that she can be observing mine, but also kind of watching and running her session. But otherwise, I run all my sessions from the club. So someone will come down and maybe do a little bit of work on the club and they'll watch my session whilst I coach it.
Mm-hmm. And that must be pretty reassuring to know that you've got another pair of eyes or hands around if you need them.
Yeah, it's really good because sometimes if it gets a bit busy, especially if there's loads of kids on a session, it's really nice to have someone else there to help out. Definitely also pressure though if there's someone else watching your session as you're leading it, but it's a good balance between those two things.
So Elsa, who's inspired you in your sort of paddling career?
I would say Poppy has, because she's been the one who's ran all my coaching qualifications and has provided a lot of support when I've got questions about what to do on sessions. And I think at the same time, she's been to the World Cup for polo and done so many amazing things in different disciplines that she inspires me as a paddler as well as a coach.
That's really good. It's nice to have a role model to look up to.
Definitely.
Well, Poppy must be now gushing in the corner over here.
Turning a slight shade of red. Luckily, there's no cameras on there.
And Elsa, Poppy's obviously been a really important role model for you, and I'm sure you appreciate how important those role models are. So we often hear it saying, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So if you can't see people around you who you
to recognize or see yourself as, or potentially as, is that?
Yeah, exactly. So there must be people out there who you're that role model for, and that's really cool. I don't think when you are in an underrepresented category of people like you are, so you're young, you're female, there aren't many young female coaches out there, you will be a really important role model to those. Can you see that in the happening in front of you?
A little bit, I think, especially with my little brother. Because I think he's going on to he's done his paddle sport instructor last weekend, and he's done some slalom now as well. But I know in the sessions I coach, there's some people who I might not have been coaching for the last couple of years, but I've definitely seen them in and out of sessions. And it's really nice because I'm now getting the opportunity to coach them and think that I might be a role model just like a little bit to them. It's quite cool to think about, because I know it really helped me to have a role model.
Great. Brilliant.
I think I've seen that even in my own daughter. I've seen other members, she's in sort of Div 1 in slalom, and other younger members looking at her, and then that may be proud dad moment. But I think just seeing that is really, really quite nice to see. Obviously you've been doing coaching for quite a while now. What do you enjoy most about it?
I think I find it really satisfying when you've run a session and the paddlers have really enjoyed it, you've really enjoyed it, and you can tell that they got what they wanted to get out of the session. So being able to give people a really enjoyable time and help them progress at something, I think that's my favourite part of it.
That's really cool. What do you feel you get out of it?
I think I definitely build a lot of confidence through it, as I mentioned earlier, but I think that it helps me in so many different areas of my life, because having the confidence for speaking to different groups of people, maybe people who are older than yourself, and I think it's really helped for that. And also in terms of paperwork, I know this isn't typically what most people think about when they think of coaching, you think outdoorsy, but there's so much in terms of the forms and everything like that to become a coach. And I think for all different areas of your life, that's a skill that people need, and it can seem really daunting. So doing all the coaching qualifications and the admin that comes with that has actually been really helpful as well.
Oh, like the funding forms and all the rest of it you've had to go through.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can empathise with that one. I mean, obviously you said you're working for Forth Canoe Club. How do you feel the club's helped you? Has the club helped you on your sort of pathway?
They've definitely helped a lot. I think being under 18, meaning I need someone to supervise all my sessions, that it would have been really easy for no one to volunteer to do it, because it's so much of their time that they have to give up. But it's been so helpful. There's someone who comes and they do gardening when I have a session on Mondays, which is lovely. And then it's been really good for, it's been so nice of everyone to offer to come down and supervise my sessions if I need someone. I also think that the club offers so many coaching opportunities, and then you're told about them as well. The communication's really helpful. And I think that's been good, because I've always had an opportunity to start coaching if I wanted to, and to go into different areas of it, because it's always been available to me through the club.
It sounds like that having a club which is, like you say, sort of happy to support the younger coaches is a really important part of, has been really important to you. And I know, Poppy, I'm going to bring you in here. I know you're a real champion for developing young coaches. And I wonder what advice you'd give to clubs to encourage them to make the most of this talent.
I think young people are sort of an unutilised resource in our community, because we have people starting at a club at young ages, and now from the fact that they can do the paddle sport instructor from the age of 14, you know, there's a huge amount of potential there for people to have great volunteers who potentially have free time and are looking to gain experience for jobs, university applications, things like Duke of Edinburgh. So it's great to have those people there to give that time, and you've potentially got years before they're even off to university, things like that, before to help them use that time in the club and give back to the sport.
Yeah, we often hear clubs say that it's not a long-term investment to sort of develop young people, because as you said, they're going to move away. What would you say to clubs like that? Is there anything else you'd add to the wider paddling community?
So although they might move away for a while for university or things like that, there's a good chance people move back to wherever they were from. So they might help that club in the future. And if not, another club might gain a new coach. So if everybody sort of bought into that development of young coaches and instructors, then the whole sport could benefit from it. From a personal point of view, I guess if the club hadn't invested that time in me at a young age, I wouldn't have been able to progress as much as I have within my career. So it's been hugely beneficial to me. So that's why I guess I'm so passionate about trying to give other young people that opportunity. I know everyone might not want to work in the outdoors, but you know, if they're not given the opportunity, then we won't know.
Yeah, I concur with that as well, Poppy. I had the same experience in that I was coaching from a young age, and it has been my life and my career ever since. So I sort of, again, feel if I hadn't had that early intervention, then would my career path have taken me somewhere completely different? And it probably would. So it can be the one thing that gets that that young person's track into their lifelong career, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, even with my own kids, my eldest is now coach at Brighton up in Scotland, and now he's coaching in Bristol for a club down there. which is great. It's sort of doing what you're saying, Poppy, isn't it? That it's not just your own club could benefit, the whole sport as a whole potentially could benefit. Hopefully they'll all move down to England.
And I think that young coaches, so as I've got older, it's harder for me to relate to young people. So if I'm stood on the bank coaching, it's much harder for me to build a good working relationship with young people on the water than it will be for you, Elsa. And I think that ability to inspire other young people, but also be very easy for them to talk to and easy for them to get along with and easy for them to understand is also super important. And you'll do a way better job of that than older coaches or coaches who've been around for longer, because the youngsters will look at you and feel that the gap between you is much less and it's much easier for them to get along and want to be in your company. So it's a real asset being young and working with other young people. But and that energy and enthusiasm and inspiration will also knock on to older paddlers that you coach too.
Yes, so I think I remember when I was younger, it was really nice seeing other younger women like Poppy coaching, because it made it so much less intimidating, because I was quite shy when I was a kid. So it was really helpful to have people who I could relate to kind of, so when I had a question, I would actually ask them about it just because I was really shy. And I think I think it's been good to be a bit younger and a bit more relatable, because I think it's really nice with kids. They're so bubbly and like nice and loud with you, which is good. And I think that's allowed me to develop the enthusiasm that then I can transfer onto other groups, whether they're adults or just a different group of kids that are maybe a bit quieter, not quite as enthusiastic. So I think that's been really good.
Great.
The answer to this might be no, but is there anything else that would have helped you on your journey into being a coach?
It's a tricky question. I'm thinking, I think maybe for me, there wasn't a lot else that would have helped, because even when I was going through my coaching journey, I was doing it with other people my age as well. And I know that helped me a lot, but there's probably not that many other people in that position, because there aren't that many people coaching. There's not that many younger people coaching. So I can imagine most people, if they're younger, they're going through that coaching journey by themselves at that age. Whereas I know for me, it's been really helpful having loads of other people the same age as I am. But for me, I don't think anything could have been better with it.
That being able to share your journey with friends, is, we know that that's a really important part of, for lots of people in when they're getting qualified and progressing along. So I think my advice for young people would be to encourage your friends to go on that journey with you, or seek out other young people who are also interested in the same things. And that way you'll form those good friendships and work through things together. And it's all a little bit less daunting if you've got a friend by your side as you're going through some of those new experiences. And that made a big difference to me when I was getting qualified as a young coach too.
I think potentially there's a good resource for clubs, isn't there? If they've got groups of young people, maybe give them the opportunities to do these qualifications together. And I think certainly seeing Elsa and some of the other older teenagers now working through these qualifications has inspired other young people within club environment to do paddle sport instructor and then to think about going on to their coaching qualifications as well.
I know within our club there's a group of teenagers and we're all about 17, 18 now, but then there's a different group who are maybe like 15, 16. So I think for them, it's been good because we can talk to them about how our experiences have been within paddle sport instructor and then coach award. So I think it makes it less daunting to them that there's people their age who have just done it. So I think within the club culture, it's really helpful for them as well.
Great. And that leads us nicely into what advice would you give to other young people if they were just starting to think about maybe doing a qualification like paddle sport instructor or coach award?
I would say not to put pressure on themselves to immediately be leading sessions by themselves and absolutely throwing themselves into it. Because if they're wanting to, then that's great. And if they've already got the confidence to, even better. But I think my advice would be to be gentle with themselves and just slowly work up at a pace you're ready to. But at the same time, don't be afraid to lead sessions because you're scared that you won't know what to say to someone or something might go wrong in it. Because at the end of the day, the biggest thing that helps will be practice. So try and get lots of practice in, but at a rate that you're ready to do it in.
And what next?
Uni for psychology. And then after that, I'm going to see what I want to do.
Great. Do you think coaching will be on the horizon for some time?
I think so. Like, I know I'm coaching this summer and I've got plans as well to come back and coach next summer. And I think it's something where, like, it can just be a few evenings a week. Like, it doesn't have to be your whole everything you do. So I think it's quite easy to slot it into your life however best fits. So I think it will be something I do kind of as I get older.
Great. Lots of people find that it's good, a good money earner when they're at university for getting a bit of extra cash in, doing a bit of instructing or coaching along the side. Great.
That's really brilliant. It's been really good and really interesting to speak to the pair of you about developing young coaches and the journey you guys have been on. Hopefully we can inspire other clubs and other youngsters to go down this pathway and give coaching a chance. And I've seen it in my own children that it's gives them confidence, as you were saying, Elsa, in not just in paddle sport, but in life in general. I think it's a really good life lesson to be able to help go out there and speak to people and to coach people in so many different walks of life. A huge thank you from us.
Poppy, you must be really proud listening to Elsa talking today with such maturity in the way you articulate yourself so well, Elsa. And I'm sure Poppy's very proud sat here today talking to you and listening to the stories.
Oh, very much. I don't know how she got so good, but I don't feel like I can take much of the credit. But she's been so brilliant throughout the journey of going through these qualifications and a huge inspiration to so many other young people. So, really proud to have been a small part of that.
Thank you.
Brilliant. So a big thank you, Elsa and Poppy, for joining us today and for providing us with such insight. It's been fascinating for Roger and I listening in. And thank you to everyone at home for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe to us whenever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on Podbeam, Spotify and Apple. We hope you enjoyed listening today. And most importantly, we hope you're all keeping safe. Goodbye.